From Spark and Anvil and Motif Lab, this is Wend, in Chapter 1 of the Motif Lab cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
At the Motif Lab Academy, where a small tune named Trill was the hero of every song, there lived a thoughtful, gentle creature named Wend, and Wend cared about one thing above all, how things end.
Every musical phrase is like a sentence, and Wend shaped the landing at the end of each one. Some of her endings felt finished and settled, a full stop, a door gently closed. Some left you hanging, unresolved, leaning forward for more, a comma or a question mark. When Trill finished a phrase, it was Wend who decided whether it felt done or felt like it was still asking. The ending changed how the whole phrase felt. "That ending made me need to hear the next part," a young composer said. "That's a cadence," Wend said, tracing a gentle landing curve in the air. "I'm Wend. I keep the cadence, the way a phrase comes to rest. It's how a musical sentence ends, the little landing at the close. Some cadences feel finished. Some leave you hanging, wanting more. Endings are punctuation. I'm the song's period, comma, and question mark."
Trill sang a phrase of his motif. Wend demonstrated. She ended it on a settled, home-resting landing, finished like a period. That's a full stop. The phrase is done. Then she ended the same phrase up in the air, unresolved, and everyone leaned forward, waiting. That's a question mark. The phrase is asking. It needs an answer. She smiled. A song full of only full stops feels choppy. A song full of only question marks never lets you rest. The art is choosing. Finished here, hanging there. A young composer considered. "So I decide how each phrase ends on purpose?" "On purpose every time," Wen said. "When you want the listener to feel settled, end finished. When you want them to lean in for more, leave it hanging. And save your strongest, most finished ending for the very last phrase. That's the one that tells everyone the song is truly, satisfyingly over."
The instructor asked Wen to teach. "The students' phrases all end the same way, or just stop randomly," the instructor said. "Nothing feels shaped. Will you teach them endings?" Wend was glad to. When she teaches, she gives one rule. "Think of each phrase as a sentence and choose its punctuation. Want it to feel settled? Land at home. Finished. Want to pull the listener forward? Leave it hanging. Asking. Vary your ending so the song breathes between rest and question. And make your final phrase the most finished of all, the true period at the end of the whole song." A young composer ended Trill's middle phrases with gentle question marks, and the final one with a settled full stop. The whole song suddenly had shape, leaning forward, then arriving. "It feels like it was going somewhere," the composer said. "That's cadence," Wend smiled gently. "Every ending pointing toward the last one."
After class, Wen lingered, tracing slow landing curves in the air, the way she did when she was at peace. For a long time, Wen had carried a quiet melancholy. Her whole art was about endings, the closing, the finishing, the goodbye. While the others made the music happen, Wen was always there at the close, shaping how things stopped. She'd wondered if being the keeper of endings made her the sad one, the friend who was only ever about things being over. But lingering there, tracing her gentle curves, remembering the young composer's delight that the song felt like it was going somewhere, Wend felt her melancholy soften into a warm, settled peace. Endings weren't sad. They were what gave everything shape and meaning. Without a satisfying close, the loveliest song just trails off and is forgotten. A good ending is what lets a listener feel the whole journey arrive. Shaping how things come to rest was a gift, the gift of making a song feel complete. A gentle, peaceful contentment settled over her, and she traced one last soft landing, content, ready to bring tomorrow's song safely home to rest.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to WEND. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.